LUTCH's role in advancing access to justice and legal services for marginalized communities. Introduction. Access to justice and legal services is a fundamental human right that is often not fully realized by marginalized communities, including low-income individuals, minorities, and those living in rural areas. The use of technology, specifically LaTeX, has the potential to bridge this gap and promote greater access to justice. LaTeX refers to the use of technology, such as artificial intelligence, blockchain, and cloud computing, to improve the delivery and accessibility of legal services. The purpose of this research paper is to explore the theoretical frameworks and practical applications of LaTeX in promoting access to justice and legal services for marginalized communities. By examining the benefits, challenges, and potential solutions related to the use of LaTeX in the legal profession, this paper seeks to provide insights into the role of LaTeX in advancing social justice and equality. Theoretical frameworks. The use of LaTeX in promoting access to justice and legal services for marginalized communities is an emerging field of study within the broader context of technology and law. The theoretical frameworks that underpin this research area relate to the benefits and challenges of using LaTeX in the context of access to justice. One of the key benefits of LaTeX is that it can help to overcome the barriers that often prevent marginalized communities from accessing legal services. For example, LaTeX can help to reduce the cost of legal services, increase the speed of legal processes, and improve the quality of legal advice. In addition, LaTeX can provide access to legal information and resources, including case law, legal documents, and educational materials. However, the use of LaTeX in promoting access to justice is not without its challenges. One of the main challenges is ensuring that the technology is accessible and user-friendly for marginalized communities. This requires careful consideration of issues such as digital literacy, language barriers, and accessibility for people with disabilities. In addition, there are concerns about data privacy and security, as well as the potential for algorithmic bias and discrimination. Furthermore, it is important to consider the potential impact of LaTeX on marginalized communities. While LaTeX has the potential to improve access to justice, it is important to ensure that it does not exacerbate existing inequalities or create new forms of discrimination. This requires careful consideration of issues such as representation, diversity, and inclusion in the design and implementation of LaTeX solutions. In summary, the theoretical frameworks related to LaTeX and access to justice highlight the potential benefits and challenges of using technology to promote greater access to legal services for marginalized communities. The key factors that need to be considered in this context include cost, speed, quality, accessibility, user-friendliness, privacy, security, and potential impact on marginalized communities. Applications of LaTeX in promoting access to justice. In recent years, there has been an increase in the use of LaTeX to promote access to justice and legal services for marginalized communities. One of the main applications of LaTeX is the development of online legal resources. These resources can include legal databases, research tools, and self-help guides. For instance, LegalZoom is an online platform that offers affordable legal services to individuals and small businesses, which can help increase access to justice for those who might not otherwise be able to afford legal representation. Another application of LaTeX in promoting access to justice is through mobile apps for legal aid. These apps can provide legal information, connect users with pro bono lawyers or legal aid organizations, and assist in filling out legal forms. For example, the app Ask a Lawyer provides users with access to a network of pro bono lawyers who can answer legal questions and provide guidance on legal issues. Chatbots for legal assistance are another example of LaTeX applications. These chatbots use artificial intelligence to provide legal information and assistance to individuals. they can answer common legal questions, assist with legal forms, and even provide legal advice. For example, the chatbot, DonutPay, helps users appeal parking tickets and can even assist with landlord-tenant disputes. Overall, these examples demonstrate how LaTeX can be used to promote access to justice and legal services for marginalized communities. By providing affordable and accessible legal resources and assistance, LaTeX can help individuals navigate legal issues and improve their access to justice. Examples of effective LaTeX for promoting access to justice. This section will analyze case studies of effective LaTeX for promoting access to justice and legal services for marginalized communities. The first case study to be examined is the use of online legal resources such as legal aid websites, which provide information and resources to help individuals better understand their legal rights and responsibilities. This type of LaTeX has been particularly effective in providing access to legal information and resources to low-income individuals who may not have the resources to hire a lawyer. For example, organizations like LegalZoom and Rocket Lawyer have successfully leveraged online legal resources to provide affordable and accessible legal services to underserved communities. Another effective use of LaTeX in promoting access to justice is the development of mobile apps for legal aid. Mobile apps have the potential to increase access to legal services by providing users with easy and convenient access to legal assistance. For example, the Legal Aid Society of New York has developed an app called Learn About Law, which provides users with information on various legal issues, including immigration, housing, and family law. The app also includes a directory of legal service providers and information on how to access legal aid services. Chatbots for legal assistance are also becoming increasingly popular in the legal tech industry. Chatbots are computer programs that use artificial intelligence to simulate human conversation. They can be used to provide legal assistance to individuals who may not have access to a lawyer or legal aid services. For example, the DonutPay chatbot was created to help individuals appeal parking tickets. The chatbot has since expanded to provide legal assistance on a variety of issues, including landlord-tenant disputes and consumer rights. The use of chatbots has the potential to revolutionize access to justice by providing affordable and accessible legal assistance to marginalized communities. Overall, these case studies demonstrate the effectiveness of LaTeX in promoting access to justice and legal services for marginalized communities. By leveraging online resources, mobile apps, and chatbots, LaTeX has the potential to bridge the gap in access to justice and provide affordable and accessible legal services to those who need it most. Challenges and opportunities in the use of LaTeX for promoting access to justice. Despite the potential benefits of LaTeX in promoting access to justice, there are several challenges that need to be addressed. This section will examine these challenges and opportunities associated with the use of LaTeX for promoting access to justice and legal services for marginalized communities. Challenges. Unequal access. One of the major challenges is unequal access to technology, which can limit the potential impact of LaTeX in promoting access to justice for marginalized communities. This includes lack of access to devices or internet connectivity and digital literacy. Data privacy and security. LaTeX applications that involve the storage and transmission of sensitive legal information raises concerns about data privacy and security. There is a need for adequate safeguards to prevent breaches of confidential information. Ethical considerations. The use of LaTeX in legal practice raises ethical questions, such as the potential for bias in algorithms used in decision-making processes, and the potential for automation to replace human judgment and legal expertise. Opportunities. Cost-effective. LaTeX offers a cost-effective way of providing legal services, making them more accessible to marginalized communities. Efficiency. LaTeX can improve the efficiency of legal services, making them more accessible and easier to use for marginalized communities. Innovation. The use of LawTech presents an opportunity for innovation in legal services and the development of new approaches to promoting access to justice for marginalized communities. Collaboration. The use of LawTech can promote collaboration between different stakeholders, such as legal practitioners, technology developers, and community organizations, in promoting access to justice for marginalized communities. These challenges and opportunities need to be addressed to fully harness the potential of LawTech in promoting access to justice for marginalized communities. Conclusion. In conclusion, this research paper has demonstrated the potential of LawTech in promoting access to justice and legal services for marginalized communities. The theoretical frameworks related to LawTech and access to justice were explored, providing an understanding of the benefits and challenges of using LawTech to promote access to justice. The practical applications of LawTech were examined, including various examples such as online legal resources, mobile apps for legal aid, and chatbots for legal assistance. Case studies of effective LawTech were analyzed, with an emphasis on the strategies and factors that contributed to their success. Furthermore, this research paper discussed the challenges and opportunities associated with the use of LawTech for promoting access to justice and legal services for marginalized communities. This includes an analysis of the potential consequences of widespread adoption of LawTech on legal practice and the legal profession. The implications for policy and practice were also discussed, highlighting the importance of incorporating LawTech into the broader conversation around access to justice. While LawTech has the potential to address many of the challenges faced by marginalized communities in accessing justice and legal services, there is still much work to be done in this field. Further research is warranted to continue exploring the potential of LawTech in promoting access to justice, identifying new applications and use cases, and improving the effectiveness of existing technologies. Ultimately, the effective use of LawTech can help to promote greater equity and access to justice, improving the lives of marginalized communities around the world.